Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
All right, cheers, except we can't cheers until you open up that box. So
guys, like we mentioned in our last episode that didn't go out.
Okay, shut up. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, it's fine.
It is so... Let me just say.
It's literally fine.
I know you are, it's fine with you. It's me and my own guilt about not getting it up when we say we're going to have it up by, that I struggle with. And here's the thing. I have had a YouTube channel for 6 years. Editing is like my least favorite activity. And the very first thing that I outsourced in my business, the very first thing that I hired somebody else to do was edit my videos because I don't like it. And so now that it's back on my plate, I'm like, oh. And so it is the thing that I procrastinate the most. So it's all right. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. You guys know that Lakin has a child and a life. So
anyways.
So we were talking about when you do hear it, which you will have heard it by now.
Yes, you don't need to keep banging.
Sorry.
But yes, that episode will obviously be out before this one.
We talked about, like, trying alcohols and, like...
Alcohols?
Yeah. Well, and, like, tasting them for you guys. And we'll try to, like, explain them in, like, deep detail for people who are listening. But if you're watching, you can see what we're trying today. ASMR. I can't wait to crack this open. And you can't cut it because it's going to be, like, shh. It's going to be great. Anyways... We are trying.
Oh, I can't cut the sound. I was like, I can't cut it. What are you talking about?
Sorry. This is the first time I've sat down in a long time.
Yeah, I feel like Allie walked in from a work event, and I already had everything set up, and I'm like, we don't have time to, like, chit-chat or, like, chill. Like,
yeah,
let's go.
It's time to record.
Otherwise, it's going to be past my bedtime.
Yeah. So we are trying Loverboy, which I have talked about before is, like, if you've seen Summer House, which you probably haven't because a lot of our listeners haven't, but if you have, Kyle and Amanda, who are on the show, this is their brand, this is their business.
So they created this.
They created Loverboy.
4.2%. That is, like, not even...
Wait till you see how much smaller they are compared to actual.
Oh, okay.
They are a little bit smaller, I think. But basically, the original Loverboy was a sparkling hard tea. So we have today the white tea peach flavor. I kind of like to say that it's like a bougie twisted tea.
Okay.
And I guess the things on it are like, you know, it's 90 calories, zero sugar, like all the things, so.
Oh, zero sugar, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, no, so I mean, they're a little bit smaller than a White Claw.
Maybe a little bit.
But I think it's 10 calories less and zero sugar. And, you know, it's kind of like a drink that you drink on like a night. Like, you don't need drink it to necessarily get hammered. But so, Loverboy has created a ton of things now. So they have different flavors. They have like stuff that isn't tea. They have like wine coolers. They have like all of these things. So, and the packaging's really cute.
The packaging is very cute. Okay, before we open these.
It's free too.
Oh, of course it is. Do you remember, there was a brand of vodka, I think it was Tito's maybe, that was like advertising that they were gluten-free, and that's like a lot of people switched over because they were like, oh, it's gluten-free. All vodka is gluten-free. But anywho, I am not a bubbles person, like normally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like carbonation. It's never been something that I typically enjoy or reach for. Like, I don't really do soda unless I'm using it as a mixer. If I'm having a beer, I'll have like one and then I need to move on to something else. But I'm excited to try this.
Yeah, I used to not be a bubbles person either until I came to college and White Claws were like the shit.
Thing, yeah.
And like, I completely switched over. Like, I don't mind soda now. Like, I don't mind bubbles at all. But.
So Allie went to our local liquor store, which is called Binnie's, on the way over here. You could not find any that were cold at our Binnie's.
Correct. But I mean, they're not like warm.
It's no. Like, but we do have cups with ice. I think we take a sip before we make it cold, and then we can take a sip and make them cold. It also says kissed with lavender.
Ooh. All right. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. It's my favorite sound. I love it. Oh my gosh. And I also forgot to mention that Kyle, Carl, Wes, and I forgot who else is here, are literally in Chicago tonight, and it was sold out, and it was like a lover boy event. So they're down the street, but we're there in spirit. So, literal spirit.
Okay, now we can actually cheers.
Okay. Oh, I just smelled it.
Oh, I was like,
oh wait, I gotta preface something really quick.
Uh-oh.
I've had this one.
Oh, that's not as fun.
But it was a long time ago, so I don't really remember it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to preface that, but I got it because it was an original flavor.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, so cheers.
Interesting. Has way more flavor than like a White Claw or
right,
like
it's tea.
Yeah, so that's my other issue with like those kinds of drinks is like, not only is it bubbles that I don't like, but then it's also just like bleh. Like it's not exciting.
I need to put that over ice or something.
Yeah, it's not cold.
See, that doesn't taste like how I remember it, so.
Oh, that's exciting.
So, coloring.
Clear.
Not pink. Yes, clear with a little bit of a tint for the white peach.
Yeah, I guess it's a smidge of a little bit of a tint. Cheers again. Now over ice.
Here's what I like about it. Here's what I'm going to say that I like about it. It's light.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like with White Claws and High Noons or and sometimes, like, it just is so, like, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You're right that, like, some of them don't have as much flavor, but, like, they're just, I feel so, like, shit when I drink them.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like what I've heard with these, and obviously they drink them on the show all the time, and all they do is drink, so it's, like, whatever.
Of course.
Well, it's kind of the point. Like, they can drink it, like, all day without feeling, like, super like groggy, like I feel like White Claws and High Noons can make you feel over time. Like it doesn't feel like it's gonna make you feel like super bloated.
But see, I don't know. I feel like it's the bubbles that make you feel bloated, or at least that's what it is for me. So I don't know that this is gonna make any difference.
Well,
I find out.
I would love to drink this on a hot summer day. Anyway, so that was fun. But like this is fun. Let us know if you guys like us trying these alcohols like before. And we can always try like non-alcoholic stuff too.
Yeah, well that's what I almost texted you when you asked about this. I almost suggested like get something non-alcoholic because you have to work early tomorrow. But
I do have to work at 7, but again, I did go to Disney night and have to work at 7.
And again, it's 4.2% alcohol. So if she has one of these, like,
we'll be fine.
Get real.
We'll be good. I think this will be so fun. Because I can always just like run to Benny's before, grab something.
It is fun and it kind of makes it like a little bit exciting.
I had something for us to look like. It's always fun to look forward to like just talking, but like,
no, I'm going to be honest. Tonight, I was like, oh my God, we have to do this. Like, I was not as excited, if I'm being honest, but now that we're doing it,
I almost suggested to, like, not do it. So, right next to my work is this brewing company, and they just opened their rooftop, and they were having, like, a friends and family night, so, like, anyone that was, like, close with the workers and then like us were like invited to go up there. But it wasn't, they didn't tell us about, because the girl who taught us yoga tonight, we had yoga at our work tonight, which was fun. She has been teaching yoga at the brewery for like 5 years. So on Sunday mornings, they like take all the tables out and she teaches yoga.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she's also a corporate art instructor. So we were like bonded over that, obviously. But she was like, yeah, it's friends and family night. Like you guys should come over there after. And I was like, sure, like I gotta go. But it was fine. Like I won.
We also could have pushed it to tomorrow because you originally had plans that you don't have anymore. I mean, I know you have plans with mom, but like we could have.
I thought you were.
No, I don't leave till Saturday morning.
Okay, so we totally could have done this tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're here. It doesn't matter.
The lover boy has been cracked.
It does not matter. We are not pushing it to tomorrow. No, and it will be good because tomorrow I do want to go to bed early because we are getting up early to fly. So I don't, not that we're staying up late, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like we should start with the fact that
I'm like fixing my hair.
Oh, it's okay. The last episode we recorded was on a Saturday and it was chill and we were just chilling and neither of us had on makeup, I think. Maybe you still had leftover makeup from something. But we were in like comfy clothes, like very chill. And we finished recording the episode.
Oh, I'm like looking at Lincoln like where is she going? Where are you going with this? Oh yeah, this was honestly like ill because it made me ill. anyways.
Did it?
Yeah, I was sick. Remember on Sunday, I was like dying.
Okay.
I felt like shit.
Okay, I didn't. Anyway.
Not from hungover. Remember my throat hurt?
Oh, yeah, you're
fine. And I was really actually stressed. I was getting sick. Wow. And then I like slept for, I was, do you mind telling you what time I was in bed on Sunday night?
You sent us a selfie at like 8:08.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, let me finish the story. So we finish recording the episode. We are giving Lila a bath, like literally in the middle of like getting her ready for bed. And Allie realizes that her favorite piano player that plays at her favorite piano bar usually plays at 11:30, 12:30.
Saturdays at 12.
That's bananas. And I've always told her like, that's no, I'm not going out at 12. And she remembers that he was playing at 8.
Because his mom was in town, so his mom wanted him to play earlier.
So she remembers this and like casually drops it.
But I didn't think that you guys would want to go.
Ever or in 30 minutes?
Because it was like what, like 6:45?
Oh yeah, and again, we were in like sweatpants and I was very ready to like put Lila to bed and like go lay in bed.
Yeah.
But instead, we put Lila to bed. We all got ready very quickly. We stopped by everybody's house so everyone could change clothes and meandered our way down to the piano bar.
We did. And we all had a great time.
We had a great time. Mom had the best time. I've got some pictures of her dancing with that guy. There was this guy. So the place doesn't really have a dance floor, but like if it's not super crowded, there's like kind of a dance floor. And this guy was clearly like Dancing with the Stars level, like partner dancing. And he was dancing with his partner, whoever he was there with. And then on one of the songs, he like grabs mom and pulls her to the dance floor.
Yeah, no, it's iconic. I have like a video of it. It's so cute.
But what I learned, which we've been to piano bars before, Allie likes basic piano bar songs. Like, so basic. Like, we don't need to listen to Don't Stop Believing.
But I just love that song.
Insert pause because that's just, there's the silence so many
so loud.
Better songs.
You can hear it.
You can hear the silence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, we had a time, and then we went to Portillo's.
Oh my god, we went to Portillo's, he forgot my cheese.
They forgot Allie's cheese on her chicken sandwich.
I will never forget.
Really?
I will never forget.
Is that why you were sick? Because you didn't have cheese on your chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know. I, whatever.
Anyways, we had a good time, impromptu piano night with mom.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I can't even remember what we did on Sunday.
So I woke up and I got coffee with like two potential roommates.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
Who like are fairly likely going to move in. And then met Parker, my dad, and my stepmom for lunch.
And then we met them up at the park so that her dad and stepmom could see Lila. That's right. I forgot that.
And then we went to the pool.
Oh, yeah. We went to the pool. The first pool day at mom. Cold. It was like chilly once you like got out. The water was lovely.
Yeah.
And it was, when you were out in the sun, it was nice. But once you got in the water and you were like in the water temperature, that moment that you like get out and have to get in a towel is like, is chilly. And then also then going inside the air conditioned building is not
and
ideal.
Mom's tundra.
And then mom, like, so step one is like get into the air conditioned building. And then mom's unit, she keeps it at like, I don't even
65.
Oh my gosh.
Probably. I keep mine at 67, but
we immediately plopped Pina into a warm bath.
Yeah.
I think she was fine. She had on her long sleeve swimsuit, but it was just, it was cold.
Little Pina.
But she loves the water and she loves to swim.
I'm gonna go swimming with Pina this weekend.
Is it gonna be nice?
I think so.
Cool. She had her last swim class today for this cycle. So the swim school we go to does like, cycles where you sign up for like a set number of months. And the last one of the spring cycle was today. We did not sign up for a summer session just because we can go to mom's pool whenever we want, like whenever the weather's nice.
Yeah.
And I can do all the same thing. She can't level up to the next level until she walks. And so we were going to be at the same level anyways. And I was like, I'm not paying to go to an indoor pool to do all these activities with her that I can just do in mom's pool.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm on season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Yes. Our family is hitting that, like, everybody is trying to either watch Game of Thrones or rewatch things. And HBO only allows you to have 2 streaming devices at any one time. Yeah. And so we constantly keep bumping into each other. I am off now because all I wanted to do was rewatch House of the Dragon. And there's 10 episodes and I just wanted to rewatch them before the new season started. And I did that. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I'm on season 3.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but.
There was something I let you give spoilers to because I was like, it's been long enough. Like, if somebody, if they haven't seen it, that's on them. But maybe not. Maybe, was that Game of Thrones?
I don't know. Reading update, where are you with A Court of Thrones and Roses?
Still in the same place I was because I have been really bad about reading. I'm at like maybe 60-something% through book 2. But I've been like hovering in that like 50-60% for a while just because I just haven't had the energy to read. It's not bad. It's exciting and it's good. I just like.
I'm reading. It's called Part of Your World.
Ariel? That's what, I mean, anybody else? That's where my brain goes when you say Part of Your World.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
That actually popped up on my memories the other day. A year ago, you and me and mom went and saw The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I did get that memory.
At Alamo Drafthouse.
And by Abby Jimenez. She's also the person that wrote this one that's like kind of trending right now, I feel like. Just for Summer. Mm-mm. You seen that? Well, anyways, I'm reading it. Cute little rom-com situation. Yeah.
Are you just gonna ride the rom-com train? What's your plan with books here?
I think, so that's kind of like a world slash, it's not really like a series, but it's like all part of the same world. 3 of those, they're easy. So I'm just gonna read that, Yours Truly and Just for Summer. And then hopefully that'll hit me at like, you know, early fall. Well, no, I'll probably finish those like before.
Yeah, it's early June right now.
Yeah, so maybe like July, I'll probably finish those or like mid-July and then I'll be ready for ACOTAR.
Okay.
But speaking of, I know at one point I talked about like how I like wrote a bookish kind of situation like in the past. So if you didn't know that, I like originally like wrote a book like with a friend in like 8th grade and then like
I think we talked about that in the hobbies episode. Or was it the book episode?
Yeah, so if you need more info on that, just go listen. I don't feel like explaining it, but I was a creative writing minor for like a little bit and then I was like, okay. But anyways, life goal of mine is to write a book. I found this like website called Readzy and basically gives me the opportunity to like create my characters, like have a manuscript, like, and then like when you're done with it, like, you know, eventually you can like get editor like through it and stuff, which like, you know,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't either until I think probably saw it on TikTok. Yeah, I've written a few chapters. It's like, it's kind of gonna be just like one of those little like romance books. It's based in like a small town in Maine.
Was that one of Emily Henry's books, A Small Town in Maine?
Was it in Maine?
I feel like it was.
Well, it's fine. Small town in Maine, enemies to lovers type situation.
I read this book. There's gotta be something else going on that makes it more exciting.
I don't know. Still thinking.
Okay. Yeah, TV movies, I don't have anything exciting to update on.
Did we talk about Bridgerton? No, we definitely did because I remember saying that I was like in love with Colin Bridgerton.
I feel like we talked about it. If we didn't, we can maybe wait. The new season, it's already next week.
I know.
Or the new second part of the season.
The way I'm gonna freak out. The way I'm gonna freak out. I love them so much. They're like my faves. Well, and then so there's this new season of Perfect Match that comes out tomorrow. Have you ever heard of Perfect Match? It's literally a Netflix reality TV show where they take all these like random people from other reality TV shows
and, that's funny.
And put them together. And then like the end of every day, you have to like find your perfect match, and like you end up like, you know, like sharing a bed with them. And like if you don't have a perfect match by the end of the like that day, like you're kicked off. Like it's so simple yet so complicated. It's such an interesting show.
A day? In one day?
Well, and then like the next day a new person comes, and then it's like you literally have like a night to like find a match.
That is so dumb. There are so many other great things to watch besides something like that.
Dumb stuff is entertaining sometimes.
This is the list of TV shows that I have on my list that I want to watch that I haven't watched.
Okay.
Let me tell you. So I use an app called TV Club to track. Like I have all the shows that I'm currently watching so that I know which episodes I've watched. And then I also have all the shows I do want to watch. So okay. Abbott Elementary. Or watch out.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of it.
Not for you?
No.
I have all the Chicago.
It's like Office type vibes.
Yeah, which is why I don't know that I'm gonna like it. That's why, but I don't like it. Yeah. You don't like The Office either?
No.
Me neither. Mom and Parker think I'm insane.
No, I don't like it.
All the Chicago shows. So like Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. I tried to get into them years ago. It's the same guy who does.
You ever watched 911?
I don't think so.
911's really good. It's the only, like...
one of those kinds of shows.
That I, like, really enjoy. Because okay. It, like, goes in... yeah.
Happy Endings?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I actually don't know what it's about either, but it's set in Chicago, so it makes me want to watch it. Loot. So I actually have watched season one of Looped, but I want to rewatch it because I don't really remember what happened, and then I want to watch season two. So it's on Apple TV. And it's Maya Rudolph, you know who she is. Mm-hmm. And she is like, she's living in California, and she basically like was a bazillionaire and then like lost all her money and has to like go back to work. It's kind of the, like the general premise. A girl that Sam grew up with is in, the one that I sent you the message on Instagram who had Corbin Blue marry her.
Mm-hmm.
She is in it. And so we watched season one, but I want to watch season two. The Sex Lives of College Girls, I still haven't watched. I know.
I love that show. I would watch that with you.
I actually haven't watched Ted Lasso. I watched...
I didn't like that. I tried.
I think I will like it. I watched episode one, maybe two with Sam, and then this thing happens where Sam and I start a show together, and then I want to go to bed, and he wants to keep watching. So then he keeps watching, and then I am behind, and that's the end of that. So... that's what happened with Ted Lasso.
Wait, can I see this app?
I like it because then I can see if I've watched episodes of shows that, like, shows that I always watch. But then it also has, like, what's coming up, right? So it shows that Bridgerton's on 613, House of Dragon is on 616, Snowpiercer is back on 627, and then, that's not Snowpiercer. Wait, what is that? Oh, that's The Bear. Just kidding, it's 627. Snowpiercer is 7:21, and then Emily in Paris is 8:15, and that's it so far.
Palm Royale on Apple TV.
I don't know what that is.
No. It's Kristen Wiig.
Oh.
It's really funny. Yeah, I think you would like it.
It's,
so you should look it up.
Okay, wait, let me add it to my app.
I think you would like it. Super short series, like 10 episodes, season one, like.
It's probably, yeah, her and Maya Rudolph split up and did their own Apple TV shows.
Yeah. So, Kristen Wiig, and then Enrique Iglesias is in it. Or not Enrique Iglesias, sorry, Ricky Martin.
Didn't you see both of them in concert?
Yeah, that's why I got confused. So, speaking of, like, full circle back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode and, like, trying this alcohol.
Yeah.
We also said that we were going to come up with a list of companies to reach out to.
Yeah, you were going to come up with a list of companies.
And then you were going to come up with the demographic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. I also haven't edited last week's episode. So, you know what? There's priorities.
I'm just going to make, put a piece of paper and just put Sisters Like Us. Wait, I'm going to do it right now.
No, Allison, sit back down.
No, I think it'll be funny.
You can't even see it. It's blown out. You know, actually, what we could do? I could put the logo there in editing.
Yeah, you could.
We are going to order one. I said this on last week's episode. I just haven't. We have to send messages on Etsy. We can't. It's going to be custom. So yeah. We have to actually send messages to get the quote. Then
sisters, like us, has a little bit of a to-do list going.
I know. Maybe we need to like take a pause to like catch up on life and our to-do list, and then like come back in full force. No? Okay. Never mind.
Maybe like 1 week.
Well, we are going to have to take a week off when I'm out of town because we have a trip.
We're gonna have to take a week off when I'm out of town.
Yeah, we probably are too. I'm gone for almost 2 weeks, so there's no way. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna have to figure that out.
Why is there nothing to talk about?
I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like this episode is gonna be so lame because I feel like I'm tapped this week. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the warmer weather. I feel like some people get energized by the warmth, and I feel like it drains me a little bit, and I'm just like exhausted.
Yeah.
Like going for a walk, it takes it out of me more, I feel like.
Yeah.
When it's warm out.
Yeah, same. I created my summer playlist.
Oh yeah.
Which is super exciting. Summer 24. This is the song of the summer. Ready?
We can't. I guess we're not monetized anyway.
Just wait.
Making a seasonal playlist.
Thank you.
But given all the other things on my to-do list, I feel like making a playlist is just not at the top of it.
Yeah. This episode could have been longer if there was a multi-pack of Lover Boys.
Because then we could have tried other flavors.
Yeah.
Oh well. I think you can tell by how much I drank how much I'm enjoying this.
You don't like it that much.
Not really.
I really like it. City Wade just DM'd me at this thing for Amazon floating wine glasses. She goes, "This is Bonnie written all over." That's funny.
Mom will go to the pool every day in the summer if you let her.
Yeah, no, literally.
I feel like Lila is gonna throw a wrinkle in that a little bit this summer for her, but even the other day, so she will help me during the day with Lila. And Lila's usually awake for like, let's call it 3-ish hours in the middle of the day. And then she goes down for her second nap. Mm-hmm. And so mom will watch her for that like middle 3 hours while I work. So I don't remember, Monday or Tuesday or whatever day, mom is leaving to, because Lila goes down for her nap, and so then mom leaves. And she goes, "I'm going straight to the pool." And I was like, "Seriously?" And she was like, "Well, yeah, it's still beautiful outside." Like that, like,
today?
No, this was a couple days
ago. Oh. Do you have any weekend plans?
Yes, I am going to New Jersey to go to a wedding. Actually, I have my Dance Works sweatshirt on. And Sam and I are headed to New Jersey. One of my dance friends is getting married. And I'm very excited.
Slay.
Maybe after this, I'm going to have you help me pick out what I'm going to wear. Because...
Oh, but it's my bedtime.
Okay, can we spend 5 minutes?
Yes.
I have like an idea.
Actually, I just thought of something.
Okay, well, hold on. I have like an idea of like a handful of dresses, but I don't. And part of me was just going to pack them all and then like put them on when I got there and then decide, because I'm literally going for like 36 hours. So I have plenty of space in my suitcase to put whatever I want. But well, here's the predicament. Stop looking at the people outside.
I'm literally looking at you.
Look at me. Focus. The hotel check-in time is at 4 p.m. and the shuttle comes at 4:15. So,
whoa, that was stupid on their part.
So I'm hoping that when we get there,
they didn't even catch that though. Okay.
I mean, when you know the check-in time on the hotel. Anywho. I am not that concerned, right? Worst case scenario, I'm doing my hair and makeup in the lobby bathroom, right? And like, I don't care. That's what I will do. And then at 4 o'clock, we will run upstairs, drop our stuff, change our clothes, and get on the shuttle, and it will be fine. Ideally, that's not the scenario, but the point is there is not gonna be time for me to like try on dresses and see which one I feel like. Like, I'm gonna have to know what dress I'm putting on in that moment, because yeah. I'm going to have enough time to throw our stuff in there, change clothes, and get back downstairs.
Right. So,
anyway, what were you gonna say?
No, but that's what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, and you said you were gonna ask, you thought of something to talk about.
Yes, I started a volleyball league.
Oh, that's right, Allie's volleyball league.
So I started a volleyball league.
No, she didn't start it, she joined it.
Yes, it's like sponsored by like different like bars and restaurants and stuff, and like it's a lot of like young people just like getting together.
Andrew and Lindsay have done it before.
Yeah, and so my friends and I like made a team, and our first game was last night. We did not win. But
we did not win.
3-0. But it's okay. Because
you mean 0-3.
0-3. But like it was one team. It was best out of three.
And you
lost all of them.
You actually, but if it's best out of three, you didn't.
We just played the last one
for fun. Okay.
But I should be the permanent server because my serves were great.
Are you serving underhand or overhand?
Overhand. You know, some slight.
Mom said your game didn't start till 8:30 though.
Yes, but that's the latest it could ever start.
I know. That's so.
Some companies like games start at like 9:30. Like, yeah. So I didn't even get to bed last night until almost 11.
Did you guys do something afterwards or no?
No. Well, like. So we walked there, and then on the way back, we like were gonna get ice cream, and then we ended up getting like a slushy, and then like showering because we were all sandy, like really sandy, like yucky, yucky, yucky. And I did core power that day, and I did core power today, and yoga. What? But it worked out because I had to skip Tuesday and I had to skip tomorrow. This weekend, I am having a very much needed Saturday to do. Nothing.
You're not going to hang out with mom?
No, I am. I just, like, I have no, like, actual plans.
Yeah. So, in addition to, obviously, my weekend plans are going to New Jersey, mom has Lila. But our stepdad is also out of town. And so, because he needed to go help his parents with something. So, it is... awkward yawn, yeah. It is mom and Lila by themselves for most of the weekend.
Yeah.
Or, like, Saturday and part of Sunday.
Yeah. But, so Sunday I actually have a bridal shower in Plainfield. So I have to drive to Plainfield. But then I'm going to, like, you know, like, it's at 11, so I'm going to get dinner with Dad.
Are you going to stay there or are you going to come back?
No, I'm going to come back. She's in my sword.
I feel like I talked about this on the wedding episode with Lindsay. I have feelings about bridal showers. I think they're silly.
I agree. I don't love them.
I don't necessarily understand the purpose of them.
Yeah, I don't really know what the purpose of them is either.
Okay. It's not just me, because I...
Oh, I thought you were laughing at how I responded.
No, that's how
we're clearly, feel. Like, so out of it.
Yeah,
like,
it is one
I'm
of those
like,
weeks.
I'm like, uh-huh.
Is it bedtime yet?
I actually already, speaking of changing my mind...
Uh-oh. Allie cannot make decisions and not deviate.
I literally redid my entire website. Because I spent so long on that website.
I do not even have the energy to go into this. I think we need to be done. I think it's time for us both to go to bed and start over.
Reset.
Yeah, I need a hard reboot.
I have to wake up at 6.
Same.
But for the peanut, there's a difference between waking up for a little peanut squish and waking up for work.
I have to take care and keep a tiny human alive.
Yeah, but she's perfect. She's a perfect tiny girl.
I don't want Allie to have to get up with her early every morning all the time and then continue that statement. Don't get me wrong. Love my daughter and I'm so thankful for her. And I love seeing her little tiny squishy smiley face in the morning. Sometimes the girl just wants to sleep in.
Okay. That girl is not Lila.
It's not. It's really not. I got sunshine. Okay. I feel like we need to stop before Allie continues to sing.
On a cloudy day.
Okay, let's end this podcast. We need to be done with today. I need to be done with today.
Yeah.
All of the things, like and subscribe. 5-star review, please. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Cheers.